Pleased to begin the day with gusty south winds. Sunday's wind advisory has been extended through 7 p.m. tonight. Wind advisory, red flag warnings. Be very careful and aware of smoke and flames today, both on the horizon and on the machine you're driving, especially if it's a combine. All as the western two-thirds of the country will hardly see a drop of rain this week. Western half of the Dakotas just as windy as the east. Out of the northwest, though, temps are down to the 50s eastern Montana and far western North Dakota. That's headed our way. As the wind switches to the northwest, a few clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s today, not much warming. South wind will turn west-northwest, but gust over 40 miles an hour. Clear overnight, wind continues, call it breezy tomorrow. Tuesday and Wednesday, a mostly southerly breeze again. Blue sky days, clear nights, low tomorrow morning in the mid-40s, high tomorrow mid-60s, Wednesday mid-70s, 60s on Thursday and Friday. This weekend, some mid to upper 70s. It will be a breezy week. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Get ready for the Essentia Health Optical Shop Customer Appreciation Sale happening October 21st through 25th at the Wahpeton Clinic. Enjoy 30% off a complete pair of glasses or 20% off contact lenses. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Visit the Essentia Health Optical Shop Customer Appreciation Sale from October 21st to 25th. Your vision deserves the best. Call or visit the Essentia Health Wahpeton Clinic Optical Shop to learn more. Must have a valid RX prescription. Exclusions may apply based on location.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, one of the things I love about the end of the month is I get to talk with Brad Edwards in Wahpeton Parks and Rec in studio this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm amazed that we're talking about things coming up in October, because it just seems like, you know, we were talking about the 4th of July.
Right,
like,
yeah, we just immediately jumped into our fall fall activities, and there's a lot of them. So.
Right. Well, as I say, the park looks great. Everything looks good down there, and you've got projects, you know, one right after another.
Yeah, thanks. Those guys do an awesome job, and they're keeping up on the day-to-day things, plus we're trying to add in some extra projects to make everything better as we can.
And they're doing it very well. Well, what's happening here as we look into October, Brad?
All right, so first I'm going to hit off on getting our activities that are mainly at the community center, or they're posted through us at the community center. So on October 12th, the 17th annual Holiday Shop at Home, Richland Wilkin Kinship runs that. They'll be at the community center 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And they have a good event every year for that. And it's kind of fun to, you know, emphasize shopping in Wahpeton,
right,
and get that stuff out there. And then October 13th is the Veterans Breakfast at the community center, 7:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And that's successful every year, too. We have a lot of people that come in for that.
Great event.
And the veterans do an awesome job for that. October 19th is the Red River Area Sportsman's Club Banquet. At the community center. That starts at 4 p.m. this year. I know Greg's been in a few times to talk about that and giving the details on that. So, yeah, we're trying to get everything ready for that. We've got, through the winter, we've accumulated some things, and we got to get those cleared out so they have the room for what they need to do for their event.
It's going
to
be a little full.
It will be.
I got a feeling. Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, it's a fun event. And then October 20th, Chinkapoo Zoo closes for the season. Just a reminder that, you know, there still are things going on. Kathy and Tom will still have different events going on, you know, some maybe some tours or different stuff like that.
Right.
And then at the Nature Center, the zoo is one thing that, you know, if you donate to the zoo throughout the year, that definitely helps us out, because the zoo, you know, they're operational as far as bringing in people to visit them in the summertime, but then everything still goes on all through the winter. You still have the zookeepers there. You still have all the animals there that have to be taken care of. So any donations help out tremendously through the year for that group. And then October 26th, the Boy Scouts have their Boy Scout Carnival at the community center. That's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. October 26th will be Zubu at Chinkapoo Zoo. And that's 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. This year.
Like the time change. I think that's going to work well.
Yeah, that'll help out. It's, you know, it's safer, and you know, down there, it gets to, we don't have great parking for the zoo, mm-hmm. you know, so there's people parking alongside the roads and there's traveling along and the kiddos are in their costumes where, you know, it's always hard to see through those. So I think that's
a great idea.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then, obviously 31st is Halloween. So, you know, be safe out there. Same thing, you know, just watch for those kids. And then getting into, so our recreation news, we have all of our fall programming started in August. Our youth football, 5th and 6th grade, and 3rd and 4th grade flag football, they started up. They're running full speed right now. They'll run, I think, into November, about the middle of November, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on that. I got to check that and see. And then we have our girls basketball that's going. So that's our youth programs that are running. And then our adult volleyball is running, both co-ed and women's, on Monday nights and Wednesday nights. So pretty active in the recreation side of things. And then mm-hmm. we're always preparing for the next events that will be coming up, men's basketball and women's volleyball still, and then boys basketball. So then we'll have some things going on in the park with the ice and the sledding hill and all that kind of stuff. So keep busy on that. And then in the park news, we've got quite a few projects going on in the park, and we have throughout the summer, but they really start hit their stride in the fall. A lot of them were helped out by NDSCS building technology students,
right?
And they do a great job. They've done quite a few projects over the last few years for us, and they all look great. They turn out great. So we have a storage building on the south end of Jim Sturdivant football field. And that was in pretty rough condition. That's where our electrical is for our lights and stuff like that. So we needed to rebuild that, and they came in and rebuilt that. We did it through our funds, park funds, and then we had a couple donations for that as well. And then also on Jim Sturdivant Field, the restrooms, we're adding a small addition to our wood shop on the north end of the field. Right when you walk into the field, there will be restrooms there. That's NDSCS students that are doing that. And again, it was done through a combination of our funds, of donations, quite a few donations for that project. And then the city also kicked in some of their different groups that they have running through the city.
Never hurts to have friends.
Yeah, exactly. Helps a lot.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's great. I mean, people recognize, you know, the needs, and they're mm-hmm. always willing to step up, especially, you know.
Every time.
Like
it's amazing.
That's good. And then the lights at John Roundel Field for years have been underpowered to the border. You know, it's been borderline unsafe to be playing baseball down there at nighttime. But we got a big anonymous donation to go towards that. And then we've been fundraising, and then we've been setting aside some money in the park to try and get that done, knowing that it needed to get done. So that's hopefully this fall/winter that mm-hmm. we'll get new lights put up down at John Roundel Field. So, yeah, that'll be great. New technology, so it's going to be brighter and a lot better for the field of play. And then also on John Roundel Field, the fence is getting in pretty rough condition. I think I remember back in 2007 when we replaced it last. So it just, you know, they don't last forever. It's all wood. So
right.
You got to replace those things. So that's done through some donations, our funding, and then CVB is helping us out with that as well. Hughes Shelter, we just replaced the roof last month, I think it was, on that. That was needed. You know, we're getting to the point where a lot of stuff was done down in the park after the flood, mm-hmm. 1997. So you're getting into, you know, 25 years.
It's cycling around,
Yep. So we're seeing a lot of different just age-related things with materials, you know, and they don't last. So you got to get them out and replace them. So we'll be replacing the flooring in there as well this winter. It's in kind of rough shape, so it's got to get done. And then also Keeble Shelter, we started on that last winter. It kind of got put on the back burner while we had all these other things going on that we do through the summer. So we'll get back to that. We got a little bit of stuff to finish on the outside, and then also a little bit of trim and stuff like that on
that
the outside.
That is beautiful.
It's really turned
nice.
Into a nice shelter. And that one's kind of, you know, we can use it year-round. The only disadvantage, we don't have any water there, mm-hmm. but it's heated. It's got a nice fireplace in it. It's really kind of a nice little location. You
it
know,
is
just
really
sitting
nice,
there watching.
Yeah.
You had a party or something like that, and the kids can go skating on the pond or whatever. So it's kind of a nice little place down in the park. And then we've been doing a lot of tree trimming, and we got a lot of tree trimming left to do. So, yeah, they're staying busy down at the park. We're staying busy with the recreation programs, trying to stay ahead of that and introduce new things. But it's what keeps my job, I guess.
Well, it's exciting stuff, seriously. Yeah. And I mean, the transition month of October, you got a lot going on.
There is, yeah. It's fun, though. It's all good. You know, we get a lot of compliments on the park and the programming and stuff like that. And it always makes you feel good when people appreciate what our staff is trying to do down there. So
it is a gem, definitely.
Well,
Brad, great to have you in. You have a fantastic month, and we'll see you at the end of October. We can talk November. Wow.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Thanks for stopping in.
Yep, thanks,
friend.
Bill.
Appreciate it. It's 9:44 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin.
Down. to just give me a call. I'm the fireman. That's my name. They call me the fireman. That's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old flame. Tell everybody like to have what I got. I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my name.
Talking to you every weekday morning, nothing else I'd rather be doing. Bill Dablo, 6 to 10, at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.